Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Charlotte knocks on the door. Carrie opens it. Charlotte doesn't see that there's a man there. And then Carrie opens the door further. Oh, and there we have, she sees Franklin, the podcast producer, and she's like, oh, now, I don't know. I don't think it's an age thing. I was going to say, why is it not that fun anymore to have the door open and be like, oh, there's a man there? Because it should be fun. This is your friend who's been a widow. She's, you know, not, you don't know that she's sleeping with someone. She hasn't told you. And you open the door and you see a man there in the morning. Clearly he slept over. I mean, that should be a fun moment. It just wasn't. And I don't know if it's because of the acting or none of us care about these characters. You know, maybe if there was a scene, maybe if it was Aiden or something, it would be more fun. You're like, oh my God, I didn't expect to see you. I don't know. It just wasn't fun, but it should have been. That's a fun TV moment, right? So anyway, Charlotte's carrying her bulldog and she says to Franklin, oh, I'm carrying my bulldog because bulldogs have weak hind legs. Well, I don't understand what has happened to Kristen Davis's acting. Now, there was this article that she did where she said she got too many fillers. People were really mean to her about it, and it ruined her confidence. Has something happened to her psychologically because of that to where it has affected her acting? I'm not joking. And I was saying to my friend, I watched it with my friend Allison. I said, why is her acting so weird? And Allison was like, she was never that good an actress. I'm like, no. This is not... I think she was great on the other show. What is this? Like, what is this weird, like she's doesn't speak English and doesn't know where emphasis goes on words. Something has happened. I'm not joking. If you told me that she'd had a stroke, I'd go, oh, okay. So I don't know what that is. I asked it. So everyone's going to the Met Ball. Okay, listen to me. I don't care about the Met Ball. I don't know why they're not calling it the Met Gala. I know it's interchangeable, but it was so, it's like when, you know, you're not allowed to say Super Bowl, like you have to pay them to say it, a lot of money. So if you're on a TV show and you're going to watch the Super Bowl, the characters would say, are you getting ready for the big game? You have to call it the big game. That's like some weird thing. Like you can't just play music on something. You'll owe money for the rights. That's it with the Super Bowl. So I wondered if they had to call it the Met Ball, because if they said gala, there'd be some rights issue. I don't know. But I literally don't care. And if the characters aren't going to end up being there, why do I care? I guess it was about the outfits. But now they're showing me outfits of characters I don't care about. Like, I'm just sorry. I don't care about the new characters. And it's not because they're women of color or anything. I just don't. I don't care about anybody but the three original girls. Nobody. It's hard for me to have all these new people and their fucking children on the show. I don't care about anyone. So, and also, first of all, let's just start back up. At the end of season one, when Carrie goes solo with her podcast and it's called Sex in the City. And I applauded from my living room going, that's what I thought I was going to be the whole time. I thought we were going to bring back the narration. That ties everything together. I thought we were going to see her because these new characters don't interact with each other really, or with the women. Like, we didn't really see a lot of all the women together. We saw a lot of phone calls. Dr. Naya on the phone with Miranda. I mean, just like, I don't want to see people on the goddamn phone. Unless it is an old school Sex and the City scene where she's home and she picks up her landline. Like, that I love. But there is something unrealistic to me about watching people with cell phones call each other. They would just be texting. I know you don't show texting on TV. That's so boring. Of course it has to be a phone call. But I'm also just like, if Carrie's voiceover was there, we would know what the characters are thinking and they don't have to have so many phone calls with each other. It's making me fucking crazy. So anyway, they're all going to the Met Ball. I don't give a flying shit. Do I like fashion? Yes. Do I like this kind of fashion that is like wild and crazy outfits that you just wouldn't wear in the real world? Not that much. I know this isn't a critique of the show. It's like a personal preference, but I feel like, so spoiler alert, Carrie ends up wearing her wedding dress. We'll get to how that happens. The wedding dress she wore at the wedding that never happened with Mr. Big, you know, with the bird on her head. I feel like the show thinks we have this sentimental attachment to some of Carrie's outfits, and we do. And that's a testament to how cool the original show was, where they really did make fashion another character, but they did. And if you know the history of the show, it didn't have a huge budget season one. The costume designer was like thrift store shopping, trying to find cool outfits to put together. And then designers started to take notice. They would mention a designer, and then other designers wanted to be mentioned on the show, so they would send stuff over. And then, you know, the budgets got bigger, and then it just became this fashion palooza of really fun outfits for each character. It was so fun to watch. Oh, what are they gonna wear in this scene? Even if it's a scene someone's at home brushing their teeth, there was always a cool outfit, a cool look. And those outfits are what's iconic to me, like Carrie brushing her teeth with Aiden and wearing, you know, like men's Hanes underwear. I thought that was cool. Or, you know, she'd wear these like shorts and like little heels and like take the dog walk for a walk or something. You know, like those kind of outfits to me are the iconic outfits, not the big obvious, the wedding dress she wore by, it wasn't Vera Wang, maybe it was, you know, whatever. No, Vivian Westwood in the first movie. I don't care. I'm not like, oh my God, honey, get in here. She's putting the wedding dress on. Like, I'm just don't care. I don't think they know what outfits really meant something to us. You know, it's the little things like the Carrie necklace, that kind of stuff. It's not the big designer outfits. So the guy leaves. Charlotte and Carrie go for a walk. Sarah Jessica Parker's not even looking at Kristen Davis. She's just wearing this sideways hat. It's a cute outfit, but literally all you can see is the actress being like, I'm working my angles as I wear this outfit. She's not even like engaging with Charlotte at all. And Charlotte's like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. And Carrie's like, don't do that Charlotte thing. We are turning us into a happy couple. We have sex after my podcast. We watch a cooking show and that's it. This is like getting over grief sex. And Charlotte's like, okay, how big is his dick? And Carrie makes a face like, whoa, I'm just, woo. And Charlotte's like, well, if I'm not allowed to be Charlotte, then I'll be Samantha. And so like they mention Samantha and it just is a shot through the heart. You're like, stop reminding me of how good this show could be.